Beloved in the Lord, you who today will be recognized as licensed preachers and liturgists in the church, you who today bid farewell to Ehowandi month to proclaim the good news far and near in song and sermon, you who today are still tied devotedly to the ministry of God in this place, will you ponder with me the words of God, selected passages from 2 Corinthians chapters 4, 5, and 6. And we pray that the Holy Spirit may apply these words to your own heart and to your own life as you ask the question, Lord, how wilt thou have me to be? Therefore, seeing we have received this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in strikes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. O Holy Spirit, enter in, and in our hearts thy work begin.
A moment before the chapel period began, we received an emergency request, which I'm sure you will indulge me to register at this point, and for which our Lord's Lententide sacrifice is a paradigm, a plea for blood donors, for the very rare type of A-negative blood, on behalf of an alumnus of his school, Mr. Arthur Richter, at St. Joseph's Hospital in Kirkwood today. A negative. This morning, the men in process of being graduated from their first courses in preaching and in worship are gathered for our prayers as they enter into a fuller service of the churches throughout the world. Most of them have already led the worship of their fellow Christians in preaching and in liturgical acts, however, chiefly in the framework of their academic communities here and previously. With the completion of these courses, they now embark, while still under supervision of the called clergy, upon preaching and the guidance of worship of Christian congregations. For us who are caught in the routine of academic life, this moment could easily be lost in the detail simply of completing an academic quarter and moving out upon a recess. In the economy of God, who is recruiting his servants and endowing them with the gift of his Spirit for their service, this moment is, however, of unique importance. Will the members of these classes please rise? As you may now qualify formally through the completion of these courses to serve the churches of Christians more directly, it is our special concern that you view this stage of your preparation as one in which you stand in the direct service of Almighty God and His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Spirit who is their gift. If it is your earnest intention to preach the gospel and to lead the worship of God's people, not for personal prestige or enhancement, but for the sake of the Church of God and as servants of Him who became servant for us all, then declare so by saying, "We do so intend with the help of God."
We do so intend with the help of God.
Let us pray. It's all right. Almighty God, giver of our Lord Jesus Christ and Father of thy people, grant unto these thy servants the will to carry out this resolution, and thus put thy blessing upon their course of preparation to this point, and upon stages of it still in prospect, that they may grow up into Christ in all things and truly aid in building thy heavenly family on earth, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.